I bring you greetings from Nua Solobia, and that's interpreted literally as People's Earth Mother. Our homelands is where Yucca Mountain lies within, and we have received over 40 years of environmental degradation from the radioactive contamination with the nuclear testing, and now we are to receive over 85,000 metric tons of waste in our homelands. Now, you cannot talk about nuclear waste or nuclear contamination without talking about native land rights. Land rights that have been documented by a treaty of 1863, which ceded no lands to the federal government. And to this day, laws must be followed by the federal government. And so I'm here to tell you that these are yet native lands, and that the waste is coming to our lands to be set in an area that is basically a geological nightmare for this type of waste. Over the last 20 years, there have been 621 earthquakes of the magnitude of 2.5 within a radius of 20 miles of Yucca Mountain. There is also 35 active earthquake faults in the study area, and the rock itself has fissures and cracks. Radioactive gases will escape over time, and groundwater will be contaminated. Contamination was found this last year when researchers discovered the chlorine 36 deep within Yucca Mountain, where the waste would be placed. This radioactive element doesn't occur in nature, and indeed the only place this could have come from was the fallout of atomic testing in the Pacific Islands. Thus, we know that the water can travel from the surface to repository depths within less than 50 years. It's wrong, and it shouldn't happen. Thank you.